Time Warner Audiobooks presents Hard Revolution, written by George Pelicanos and read by Lance Reddick.
Part 1, Spring 1959. Chapter 1. Derek Strange got down in a three-point stance. He breathed evenly, as his father had instructed him to do, and took in the pleasant smell of April. Magnolias, dogwoods, and cherry trees were in bloom around the city. The scent of flowers was in the air. "You keep your back straight," said Derek, "like you're going to set a dinner up on it. You ain't want your butt up in the air either. That way you're ready. You just blow right out like and hit the holes. Bust on through." Derek and his Saturday companion, Billy Georgilekos, were in an alley that ran behind the three-star diner on Kennedy Street, at the eastern edge of northwest D.C. Both were 13 years old. "Like your man," said Billy, sitting on a milk crate, a Sergeant Rock comic book rolled tightly in his meaty hand. "Yeah," said Derek. "Here go Jim Brown right here." Derek came up out of his stance and exploded forward. He took an imaginary handoff as he ran a few steps, cut, slowed down, turned, and walked back toward Billy. Billy, despite his wide shoulders and unusually broad chest, was not an athlete. He kept up on the local sports teams, but liked pinball machines, cap pistols, and comic books. "That how Jim Brown got his 12 yards and 11 carries against the Skins?" said Billy. Derek had a newspaper photo of Brown taped to the wall of the bedroom he shared with his brother, with the exception of his father.